talk about life in the light. And it's taken from, we can't start right there. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 1. Very familiar passage. John begins this gospel, the good news of Jesus, by proclaiming that in the beginning was the Word. Pay no attention to that right now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. Now there's a lot that is revealed here in these first few verses. I want to emphasize, however, that knows, first of all, in the beginning was the Word. We're going to identify the Word as being the Son of God in verse 14. But notice, as he says here, the Word was with God, the Word was God, all things were made by Him, without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So, in the Word, life, and this life is the light of men. Have you ever considered for a moment, of course, the Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light." Without light, there is no life. Light is absolutely necessary in the natural world, the botanical world, even the animal world, for the most part. Life is absolutely was the light of men and the life. He shines in the darkness. Darkness comprehended it not. Unlike in the very beginning, when darkness was on the face of the earth, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God commanded light and expelled the darkness. Here there is a necessity for the darkness to come to the light, to recognize that we are in the darkness and come to the light of life. It goes on to say that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Notice how the change, there's been a change here. We are introduced to, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word of life. And here the emphasis is that John came to bear witness not to the Word, but to the light, which is the Word. But the emphasis is being changed now to light. That all men through him, through the light, might believe. He, John, was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. He was that true light. Christ is the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. Every man that comes into the world has a necessity to come to this light. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. And immediately, of course, we think of the fact that Jesus, by birth, was a Jew. He was a descendant of Abraham. He came to the descendants of Abraham. It was to all the earth would be blessed, and Jesus is the fulfillment of that. Yet, for the most part, the descendants of Abraham rejected him even to this day and failed to recognize him as the Messiah, recognize him as the light of life. But as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even them that believe. Came to his own, yes, that's the descendants of Abraham, but he came as a man. Not as an angel, not as someone who was separate and apart from mankind. He came as one of mankind. So, in the bigger spectrum of viewing this, that's what he's talking about. He came to us. He came for all men. But for the most part, they did not receive him. And Jesus knew that he would not be received for the most part. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about that there is a narrow way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. And there's a broad way that leads to destruction, and many go by it. Before Jesus ever left heaven, he knew that the vast majority of mankind for whom he was going to die would not come to him, would not come out of the darkness of their life to walk in the light of true life. Nevertheless, he came for those who would humble themselves before him and be transformed in him. Verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace. So, when we think about life in the light, we realize that what he's saying is that this life is realized by receiving the truth and by performing or doing the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you." John, an apostle of Jesus Christ, says, "This is what we have heard from Jesus, and this is what we are declaring to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." God is light. This light is a revelation of truth, and it is incumbent upon us to practice the truth. If we're practicing sin and error, then we are practicing that which is darkness. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. He does not tolerate it in his presence. We are to develop the same mentality and the same commitment. That there should be no darkness at all in us if we hope to be in fellowship with God who is light. Is that your desire? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 6, it says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ should shine on them. Many reject this light of the gospel, this good news of Christ, that this light has shone into the world. Are we going to be of the number that did not receive him? Or are we going to let it shine on us? He goes on to say, for we do not preach ourselves. We're not preaching our own message here. We preach Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves as bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, let there be light, who has shone in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the Word. He is the light of life. The life that we seek and that we enjoy is found in Christ. And Christ is found in the Word of truth. In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said to the apostles, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe will be condemned. Preach the good news. The light has come into the world. You can come out of the darkness. You can escape your separation from God and be joined with God. You just need to believe, trust Him, obey Him, be baptized, and you will be saved. Continue to walk in that Word of life. So, I want to look at some other passages of Scripture that emphasize this fact. In 1 Thessalonians 5, in the first 8 verses, it says, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you do not have need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman. But they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. We were. But he's talking to brethren now who have believed the gospel, who have trusted, who have obeyed, and are continuing to obey, and are continuing to live in the light of the truth of Christ. You, brethren, are not in darkness so that that day should overtake you as a thief. You all are sons of light and sons of day. You are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Wendy likes butterflies because of the transformation that the insect goes through from a crawly little thing, worm type of thing, then to a caterpillar, and then after a period of time, it comes out of the cocoon and it's a beautiful butterfly. Transformation. Isn't that what we're talking about here? You were in the darkness, but you're not of the darkness anymore. That's not who you are anymore. And so when we say, well, in God there is light and no darkness at all, and that's what he expects of us, to have no darkness at all, we can't attain that. Don't say that. God knows what you can attain. He knows what you can do. trust Him and obey Him. Act upon the truth of this life that you have. You are the sons of light. You are the sons of day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober, be serious. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk, drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, trust, and love, sincere interest in the welfare of others, and especially putting God first in our life. And as a helmet, the hope of salvation. We don't hope against hope for our salvation. There is a reason for our hope. And that reason is the Word of life that was made flesh and dwelt amongst us and remains with us in this precious book we call the Bible that is preserved by the providence of God, that we might know Him and become what He created us to be. Ephesians 5 and verse 8 says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Know who you are. Know what God created you to be. You are light in the world. You are light in the midst of darkness. Be sure that you walk as a child of light, reflecting the light of Christ in your life. In John 8, in verse 12, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we're in fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. God expects us, Jesus expects us to follow Him, to come out of the darkness of our ways, to walk in His ways, and have the light of life. Matthew 5 and verses 14 through 16, we've been talking about the fact that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the Word of life. He is the light of life. But in the Sermon on the Mount, very early in the sermon, He says, "You are the light of the world." I thought Christ was the light of the world. He is. But what He's saying here is that we're to reflect His light in our life. That as people see us, and as we see ourselves, we are to see Christ living in us. Now, He said this for a reason. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. We don't light candles today to light our houses, but we go in and we, you know, turn on a light bulb or something. You don't turn on a light bulb and then cover it up. What's the purpose of turning the light bulb? You're lit for a reason. You're lit to be seen. You are the light of the world, and the world is to see you so that it can come out of the darkness. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And we realize that the good works that He's speaking of are not our good works. They're His good works that He teaches us to do. People see us doing that, but when they see that, they see the Lord working in us. They see His light being reflected in our life. So life is found by living in the light. Ask yourself a question today. Am I living in the light or am I living in the darkness? Am I trusting the Word of God? Am I trusting Christ? Am I believing Him and practicing the things that He is teaching me to do so that those who are in the world and are in the darkness can come out of that and walk in the life that is in Christ also? Life is found by living in the light. Know the light, and you'll know life. So we've been working off of a background here that we've had kind of ghosted out, but this life is the Word of God. It's the Word that we find, that we read of, that we treasure. It's the Bible, but in this Word that He has given to us and by providence has preserved for us, we find Christ. Life is found by living in the light of the Word of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word was recorded and continues with us. Is it abiding in your heart? Are you following Him? Are you trusting Him? Would you be transformed today from darkness to light? If you believe Him, if you're of that number who do trust Him, let it be known. Do His will. Jesus said, repent. Turn from your way and follow Me. I have the words of life. Confess Me before men. Let Me always be seen in your life. And I'll confess you before My Father who's in heaven. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Rise to walk in newness of life with Christ. Walk in the light. Continue to abide in His Word. Know the truth. And the truth will set you free. You're here today and you're a child of God. You're out of favor with Him. You know, because you've tolerated too much darkness in your life and continue to do so, you want to repent of that, turn from that, be totally committed to walking in the light of life that is in Christ. Let us pray with you and for you. The Word of God instructs us to confess our faults to one another, pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We can assist you today in any way. Would you please come as we stand and sing this song?